Ball by Varco, pressure by Fremantle, around the body, Walters snaps, and he goals!
Gave it to this man, Adams, who has a shot, and he's drilled a goal. No one marks, crumb to Stephen Hill, and he kicks the goal.
Fife off the step, 30 metres out, brilliant snap! Brownlow medalist hits the target.
Reddings has awarded the Brownlow medalist.
Dishes the ball out, trying to dodge through traffic, Hill. Eventually he did, and he kicks! Oh, that's a good goal. Puts the accelerator down. Looks for a leading four. There isn't any. Sets the ball up for Hannah. Fife cuts across and takes a ripper. Oh, G-Big Hannah almost cleaned his own man up. That's a good mark by Fife.
He definitely was going for the mark, Skeet. And he's definitely kicked the goal.
Kicks. And I reckon he has scored a six-pointer. Magnificent kick. And that is the goal that Collingwood needed.
Nice little hands around the body. A snap, a goal. The Magpies respond in the best possible manner. And the goal kicker is Dugowie. He's going to end up in a Collingwood pair of hands and side on him. So it's been Fremantle, their own worst enemy at the moment. Swan couldn't take it. Fazzolo off the ground. Oh. A dribbling ball. And he's caught with two beauties.
Here's a chance for Walters. He's had a ping. And he's kicked the goal. Lucky Neil had it and he kicked it and he's way too far out to score. So that is the scoreboard at halftime. Leading Steel Fabricators. It is 7-6, 48 Collingwood, 2-point leaders over the Fremantle Dockers, 7-4, 46.
Beautiful hand pass, accommodates Crisp. He'll kick the goal and Jack Crisp from point blank range puts the Magpies in front.
And Sheridan kicked the ball beautifully for Ballantyne. And Fremantle level the scores through Ballantyne's goal.
It's still an opportunity. Comes to the left. Walters snaps and he goals remarkably. He's got three of the best.
Good mark by Dugowie.
Beauty.
Like his style. And the ranger, you can welcome him to our club. Can we scoot officially? Or my club. Jack Hannah. Pick Jack Hannah out the door. He shepherds. It goes to the square. Neil is there and he makes sure of it.
Sutcliffe went to ground. The kick for Elliott is marked at the 50. He wants to play on his left. He kicks. Has it got the angle on it? Doesn't matter. Cloak is there. It's a goal irrespective.
Barlow
on the runway. He kicks. And the Dockers are back in front. This game of to and fro.
Elliott kicks the ball to the defensive 50. Chris too far. Ibbotson sliding in marks.
And he's guides at home. The Dockers pitch another break.
20 seconds.
We're down to 20 seconds. Fremantle can go back again, surely. No need to go forward. And this has been a great game of footy. Spur has the ball. Will he end up with it?
Count it down, Dockers. 10.
Fremantle on Thursday night footy with Spur running on. Kicks. Shut up, Carl. Kicks towards half-board. And the siren will go. And they'll win by 7. And what's been a great game of footy, Fremantle have hung on to win. 12-8-80. To a very gallant Collingwood, 11-7-73. That's as good as you'll get on a Thursday night.
Until it counted, the Fremantle Dockers, and that is at the end of the game. The margin is 7 points, 12-8-80 to 11-7-73. They trailed by 2 points, 3-4 to 3-2 at quarter time, 7-6 to 7-4 at half time. It was Collingwood who took in a 2-point lead. At three quarter time, it was even, 9-6 each. And in the end, it is Fremantle who take their season to 11-1 and remain a couple of games clear at the top of the AFL table.